Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
B96, Morgan Carla Mornings. It's time for the diary. We have someone's diary. We have a reason to believe that they are here in Chicago. We've been reading an entry a day for approximately 60 weekdays.
Wow.
In hopes to find this person and have not found the person.
We are all up in this girl's business.
To get you caught up before we get into a new entry, though.
Previously on the diary. So in the first entry that we read yesterday, Mike's family had sent our diary girl a card saying they missed her and she had a missed call from Mike. And I couldn't leave it there, so I used my veto and we found out that her and Mike were just shacked up all Christmas to the point where her mom was even worried. But she can never let her life be great, so she picked a fight with Mike, and that's where we were kind of left off at.
There are rules with the diary, and we each got a veto, and we've all used them. And yeah, the veto meant that you could skip ahead and read an entry. Otherwise, we're just reading an entry a day. So from here on out, it's just one entry a day.
No more vetoes.
So December 26th was where she told us that she spent all of Christmas with her man. And she called it making love.
Yeah.
Like, she was very clearly into the idea, but she said, we're just not ready to get back together. February 4th, are they back together?
My bet was that they would get back together because it's almost Valentine's Day.
That's okay. A good point. I'd be pissed if they don't, so yeah.
February 4th. He's dating again.
Oh.
I pushed the issue.
Ooh.
And now get to see the results.
Ooh.
I said it was all right to go back out there and that he should do what he wants. And if the opportunity arose, that he should go for it. And the SOB actually did.
You gave him permission.
Oh, it sounds like, you know, when your boyfriend asks you if he can go out with his friends, and you go, sure, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But you don't mean it?
Yeah.
Be honest. Say you love him. Say you don't want him with anyone else.
Okay. Terrible.
Back to the diary. I don't know anything about her, really, but I've made the whole thing up in my head. He's much happier, I've decided. That he is happier with Veronica, and she's stunning.
Damn.
She's smart, a microbiologist who never runs out of interesting things to say.
Veronica, the microbiologist?
Yeah.
Are you still out there?
Veronicas are usually baddies, too.
Yeah, I know.
There's never been an ugly Veronica.
Yeah.
She told him a dirty joke, which is bold for a first date, but he laughed for 20 minutes.
Is she
fantasizing imagining what
I
this?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he laughed about it for 20 minutes. And this is good. Oh, and she's good in bed. Better than all his past lovers.
So she's just like torturing herself.
Yeah.
So she's imagining all
that.
And he's always trying to come back for more.
Wow.
I know none of this is true. Okay, so she made that up.
Yeah.
I know none of this is true, but I think about all the dates that I've ever been on and how most of them are awful. But I really want Mike to be happy. So I like this little fantasy that I've made up for him. It's all right. It's all right having a little fantasy like mine is. And it's better than my real life.
Mm.
Okay.
That's the end of the entry?
Yeah.
Okay, so Veronica, we're not actually looking for a microbiologist named Veronica.
No.
She just created she just knows that he is dating again.
Yeah.
And she's created this whole idea of what's happening.
And she's assuming that this girl is great and perfect.
Okay.
Unlike her.
I was about to start looking for a microbiologist named Veronica.
Veronica. Yeah.
So that was early February. The next entry is on Valentine's Day.
Oh. Okay.
And I did accidentally read the first sentence.
No.
Carla.
I'm sorry.
You always do this.
Well, because I look at the date and then I can't help that I have eyes.
Okay.
Well, so are you going to share it with the rest of the class?
It says I hate everyone.
Okay.
I hate everyone.
All right.
Well. That's the sneak peek we all get because I'm not reading any further.
So Valentine's Day, she hates everyone, and we'll find out the rest of why, which I think we can probably
Assume.
I don't know. Yeah. Y'all were assuming that she was going to get back together with Mike, and he's dating new people. Yeah, so.
And that's her fault. I'm so mad.
I'm so mad at her. Have you ever heard that saying where they say, if your life was a movie, what would everyone watching be screaming at the screen right now?
It would be, yeah, it would be her self-sabotage.
Like,
yeah.
If you don't go kiss Mike on the lips.
Yeah. Go get your guy.
Go get your man.
Diary girl, whose name we don't know. All right. Well, tomorrow morning at 7:30, we'll have a brand new diary. Entry. We'll see who she hates on Valentine's Day. And
we hope that she figures it out.
Yeah. By the way, you can catch up on the previous entries on our Instagram at B96 Chicago. They're all there. All 62 of them or 61 of them.
You can binge watch.
Yeah. Give us about 3.5 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.